Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you very much, Laura, again for leading us there. Well, we've been looking forward to the Frankas coming to be with us this morning, and so we have Jan and Anna and their son Ben. And Jan has served as one of the pastors at Grace Baptist Church in Windsor for about the last 14 years, and they've been involved in Slavic ministry as well as being in on the pastoral team there. And I'm going to let some of you met Jan and Frank, too, I think, at the Western Association annual meeting last year in Chatham, and their presentation went over very well. And so they are seeking to raise financial and prayer support for their ministry in Serbia and Slovakia. So I'm just going to invite them to come. Now, we may have a few technical difficulties along the way, but nonetheless, we hope that that will be ironed out as we go, and we just kind of roll with it anyway. So good to have you with us, and they'll come.
Speaking and presenting the ministry at every church, we have a certain technical problem. Every church has a different system, so we understand how it goes with the computers. There are no two equal computers, and even if system is same, something is different.
So nothing, it goes very easy. And I would say that it is real privilege for us to be here this Sunday morning, and we travel well. Weather was nice, a little bit snowy, windy, cold, but we enjoy, and we made it. That was good. We would like to this morning to share with you Lord's call for our ministry and our vision for the ministry in Slovakia, in Serbia and Slovakia. And we would like to thank you, Pastor Bill, for inviting us, and also for church board to support that invitation. We have set up the table there in the foyer, so you may stop and check some of our promotional materials. There are some prayer cards and newsletters and our ministry brochure. And there is also one piece of paper as a contact information. If you would like to receive our newsletters, we'll be more than happy to send you. So you may fill that form and put it on the table there. So we will be sure to be sending you our newsletters. You may pray for us and have information about the ministry, how the Lord is leading us, and all what we'll be sharing. Let me check. Okay. So that's us. Let me check. Here's the goal. May I ask you for help? Just to click it. Slide again. Okay. Anna, would you mind to help the brother to give him text? If we will be lost with our switcher, that he know where to click. We have all our presentation on a paper, so if my clicker will not be helping, you might help us with that. Thank you. So let's open our Bibles, and we will go this morning to Book of Acts, chapter 16. I will not be reading it instantly, but please have it open. Keep it open, the book of Acts, chapter 16, and that will be base for our for my sermon this morning, brief sermon. There are several calls in the Bible, but in the New Testament we see only three types of ministry call. First call, what we understand from the Bible, is that church is called out of this world and named Ecclesia. Ecclesia literally means called out of the world. Then the same church received the Great Commission from the Lord in Matthew 28:19-20. It says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This call is for each member of the church or Christ's body. It's not just for pastors, for missionaries, for every generation over there in Jerusalem, here in Canada, and for every family, for every believer. Peter is repeating this call in a different wording in his letter, 1 Peter 3:15. "Always be prepared to give the answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." The second call is the call to ministry. And every pastor and missionary, I believe, receive this call or understand this call or experience this call. In an epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11, Paul says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up." I was 16 when I came to Christ, and when I was 17, I received this call to ministry. It took me next 17 years to reach the point to step into the full-time pastoral ministry. But the call for a ministry came when I was 17. And I experienced this call from the Word of God, from teaching, and for when I was reading and praying. And God, I believe, invited me to the ministry. Paul received this call on the way to Damascus, and Book of Acts, we understand again this extraordinary call, and not every pastor, not every missionary is receiving this type of call of Paul, audible God's voice. But when we are reading scripture, we understand when God is calling us to do something. In Paul's situation, it was extraordinary situation. Lord spoke to him in audible voice. In my situation, I was listening sermon, reading scripture, then I was praying, and I understood, yes, Lord, I understand, you are calling me to this ministry. The third call is the call for a specific ministry field. Paul received this kind of call in Acts, as I mentioned in the earlier book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 6 to 10. "And Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in a province of Asia. And when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." This passage illustrates the foundational principles of evangelism. God uses people with right passion, in the right priority, with the right personnel taking the right precautions to make the right presentation in the right place. any evangelistic methodology must be evaluated in the light of such realities. We came to Canada in 2004 because we were following the specific ministry call. It was very hard to explain to our Christian friends there, right after the Civil War, that the main reason for our move to Canada was ministry. We got a call from church, from Grace Baptist Church, and it was really specific call, come and help us. So we spent there 14, now it's 15 years in this ministry. And we're allowed to sing the song, "Where You Lead Me, I Will Follow." It was hard for us to come to Canada, but God made it clear that He wants us in Grace Baptist Church of Windsor. So we follow. And we made a promise, "Lord, if you ever want us back, we will follow." Now, after 14, almost 15 years, the call came from Slovakia and Serbia. Come and help us. So we are following this call.
Good morning, I'm Anna. You have very lovely church. It's just a pleasure to be here. This church can be evaluated in numbers and zeros, right? After numbers, I don't know how many zeros. But something what is in this church, that's living stones, they have no price. It's priceless. That's you. Created by God, saved by Lord Jesus Christ with His own blood, blood of a perfect lamb. And you are actually building the church. You are church, not these beautiful walls, but you are Church of Jesus Christ. Let us introduce ourselves to you. Both of us are Canadian, with Slovak background, who have been raised up in former Yugoslavia, quite complicated, nowadays Serbia. That part of Yugoslavia is nowadays Serbia. We grew up in a bilingual community, sometimes trilingual society or community, and got our education both secular and biblical or theological in these two languages, Slovak or Serbian. So both languages and both cultures and etiquettes and religions, Catholics and Orthodox, Christian Orthodox or Eastern Orthodox religion are very novel to us. That's why we don't need a time of transition to learn language and the culture of the country, as most missionaries must go through, and it's usually very, very difficult for them. It is. We know it is. It must be. What else? Last September, we celebrated 20th anniversary. Wedding anniversary. Our son Benjamin, he graduated from high school, now he's at St. Clair College in Windsor, and he's studying IT, internet technology, and he's working 26 hours per week in Tim Hortons, which is right near Grace Baptist Church.
There we go. A year ago, I made announcements about the concluding full-time ministry at Grace Baptist Church. And because we experienced the call to shift our ministry to Eastern Europe. And after lots of prayer and much consideration, with deep conviction, we have joined a mission organization, ABWE Canada. It stands for Across the Border for World Evangelism. And we were accepted, as a missionaries in July 2017. God has called us to Serbia and Slovakia to help in evangelism, in teaching the Word of God, and in church planting, and multiplying through the following ministries. Mobile Christian Bookstore in Serbia, that will be our main ministry in Serbia, and media ministry in Slovakia and Serbia, and we will later tell more about this media ministry. Firstly, we would like to introduce you Serbia as a country. We made a 4-minute video clip, so now we will see it.
The Serbian kingdom obtained recognition from Rome and Byzantium. In the Middle Ages, it became subjugated to the Ottoman Empire. After liberating themselves, the Kingdom of Serbia was re-established. In 1918, the state of Slovenes and Croats joined the Serbian kingdom, and later, when the rest of the South Slavs decided to join the monarchy, the state was renamed the Kingdom of Yugoslavia. After the Second World War, Yugoslavia became the Socialistic Federative Republic with communistic system and Marshal Tito, her president. In 1991, the horrible civil war broke out between three republics, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, and three religions, Orthodox, Catholic, and Muslim. Today, Serbia is the Democratic Republic with 7 million inhabitants. The main religion is Serbian Orthodoxy, 84.5%, and evangelicals are just about 0.15%. The flame of the Reformation never reached the Orthodox East, and God's word has never been rediscovered and preached. Tradition based on paganism, mysticism, superstition, occultism, and witchcraft was and is preached and practiced. Belgrade, the capital, has a populace of nearly 3 million people, but only 8 tiny evangelical churches. Central and South Serbia are in spiritual darkness. As communists once were, so today the Orthodox Church constitutes the biggest enemy of evangelism. Here are a few people that Serbs are proud of. Konstantin the Great was born in Niš, today the third largest city in Serbia. Nikola Tesla, the greatest inventor in modern history, was a Serb. Tesla was physicist, electrical and mechanical engineer, who is best known for his design of the modern alternating current electricity supply system and the first AC hydroelectric power plant at Niagara Falls. The father of wireless technology, the greatest philanthropist ever. He wanted energy free of any charge for all the people of the world. Wall Street didn't like this idea, and Tesla died poor and forgotten. Mileva Maric, Serbian mathematician, the Albert Einstein's first wife. She was the only woman among Albert's fellow students at Zurich Department of Mathematics and Physics. They married against the will of their families, had two sons, and divorced in 1919. Mileva entered Einstein's life in a crucial period of his scientific achievements and helped significantly in his end war. Vlade Divac, a Serbian professional basketball executive and former player who played in NBA over 1,000 games. Novak Djokovic, a Serbian professional tennis player who was number one player for 4 years. Just think a moment about this situation in Serbia. In the whole Serbia, there is not a single evangelical bookstore. As the Reformation never took place in the Orthodox Church, the Bible stayed buried under very thick layers of tradition, and was never preached to the people. So we have a vision. God gave us a vision of reaching these people of South Serbia with the gospel of Jesus Christ by equipping a larger vehicle with Bibles, New Testament, single gospels, valuable Christian literature, whatever we find in Serbia, video materials that exist also. We are already producing like for the last 6-7 years, and different kind of brochures and evangelistic and apologetic content. In this way, we will be able to reach cities. So we'll be traveling from cities to cities, from towns to towns, from villages to villages, and stopping at the places where people are usually gathering. And in the morning, people are usually gathering at the marketplaces, farmers' marketplaces. And then afternoons, they are gathering with their children to play in the parks, and young people in downtowns or waterfronts, they are just taking walk, talking, have some restaurants, drink some coffee. So by setting up our stand, we will raise interest among passers-by, and we want to converse with them. Our goal is to share the gospel one-on-one and to make a personal contact with people or with those who shows interest in knowing more and understanding gospel by providing them with way how to contact us and our website, which is already made and we'll be just adding and adding new things. Then we will, or we won't, follow up them to the point when they understand the gospel and they are ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their God and Savior. The ultimate goal is to plant churches, of course. And should we find places with church planters in South Serbia, we will fully cooperate with them. So this mobile Christian library or store will operate from May, when warmer months are coming, till September, because it's on open, work on open. And during the winter months, we will work on follow-up, these people, and mostly on media ministry.
The second country that we will be ministering is Slovakia. And we also prepare one short video clip about Slovakia, which we'll be seeing now.
The earliest history of Slovaks dates from the 5th century AD, but the first real political entity was the Great Moravian Empire in the 7th century, which was destroyed and became subject for the next 1,000 years to the Hungarian Empire. In 1918, a newly independent country of Czechoslovakia was formed with American President Woodrow as the important advocate of this new state. In 1968, the Russians invaded Czechoslovakia and ran its Soviet-style government till 1989, when the Soviet era came to an end and Czechoslovakia became a democratic state. In 1993, the Czechs and Slovaks decided to separate and became two independent countries. Slovakia is today the country right in the heart of Europe, the country of castles. It has a population of over 5 million. The capital is Bratislava. In the 16th century, the Reformation reached the land of the Slovaks and they became overwhelmingly Protestant. But after the strong counter-reformation, most of the territory reverted to Catholicism. Today, 62% of the population is Catholic, 6.9% Protestant, and just about 0.3% Evangelical.
The Macedonian call we actually received from Slovakia. Same as Paul, we read about a Paul and his call. 2 years ago, editor of Logos Radio has faced severe health issues, and at the same time, the cost of broadcasting has enormously increased, and he had come to closure. A year later, when Milan has recovered, he called upon us to help his team to restart the broadcasting and to produce radio messages. And you can imagine how many material one radio station needs to operate 24/7. A lot. Anna has stopped working at Community Living Windsor, we were working from our home on forming a new board, helping with a website, recruiting more volunteers for the radio, and of course, financial donors. Last summer, we traveled to Slovakia, met with Milan and the whole radio team, and worked on restarting the radio. And now even shorter video clip than the previous two about this Logos Radio project.
Príjemný štart do nového dňa. Rannou kávou Rádio Logos.
Raz ďalekej cesty som vrátil sa domov, tam, kde sa vraciam tak rád. Uznámym hlasom na šumení u stromov, tak ako po mnohokrát. Tu synček môj maličký odhodil hračky, keď zbadal ma na prahu stál.
Na našej webovej stránke www.radiologos.sk. Ďakujeme vám.
And by the grace of God, the Radio Logos was restarted on September 3rd and still is on, and you may check it when you come home. Radiologos.sk, and that's the radio which all the time on and bringing the new messages and Slovak Christian music.
There are some English songs too. Yeah, the second aspect of media ministry is to produce video clips for Serbia, or in Serbian language. It's so important to make short, 3-4, maximum 5 minutes, video clips to explain Bible, gospel, way of salvation, what is actually mercy, what is, you know, explain them, is it salvation by the work, is it salvation by keeping tradition, is it salvation only in something, in somebody. They don't know nothing about this. And then definitely there are some atheists there, so we'll have interesting video clips about evolution and materialistic view on the world and so on. So on this website that I mentioned that we already have, so we will be adding our video clips. Also, these video clips, the text of the of these video clips, we will use for printing pamphlets. And these pamphlets will be in our bookstore, and we will be giving out at the marketplaces, at the river fronts or downtowns, squares, wherever we find. So it's not just video clips, but also will be printed in a reading version and given to people.
The third aspect of media ministry is translating and publishing Christian books and DVDs into Serbian and Slovak language. Actually, we started this ministry probably 10 years ago. I think 2009 was the first video clip that we translated from Joe Booth. I don't know if anybody knew Joe Booth. He was, for a while, he was director for Ravi Zachariah Ministries here in Canada. So there was great video clip, and we translated for our local need at Grace Baptist Church. So then we thought, you know, it might be good to share with others. So we also sent those DVDs to Serbia as well. Second project what we translated was Day of Discovery, video ministry from Our Daily Bread. I believe you know Our Daily Bread, this was introduced today. So Day of Discovery is one of their ministries. So we translated over 20 titles so far for last 10 years. And that would be a great addition to the library approaching the people. We want to continue with translation and publishing good Christian materials to put it as addition to that Christian bookstore or mobile Bible store.
And what are we doing right now? It's maybe interesting to hear. So Jan works part-time now at Grace Baptist Church for the reason, like today, he's not at service in Grace Baptist Church, but it's here. So they were so kind and give this possibility when we are not traveling, not having appointment with churches for presentation, then he's serving like nothing is going on. And then when we have appointments, then ministers are supplying the pulpit. What else we are doing? Of course, we work on a full-time pre-filled ministry. That's mean raising, informing people and raising support. Praise to the Lord for providing. We are now 51% with our monthly support. Then also we are working on searching for people who living here in Canada, but they are having a Slavic connection or Slovak or Czech connection, and we are introducing to them this Radio Logos ministry. And wow, we are there somewhere like 70%. This ministry is very soon going to be fully supported. And our primary ministry in South Serbia is going to be the mobile Bible library. So ministry is going to this ministry is going to be icebreaker for the gospel, support to church planters, and a complement to all open-air evangelistic outreach that will happen there. For this ministry, we need a vehicle, obviously. Jan is searching on Europe websites for an older camper trailer or RV, a vehicle suitable to transport Bibles and literature, suitable to invite in an individual who will want to pray or submit life to Jesus Christ, suitable to hold the first Bible studies, 1, 3, and Lord, that is promised to us. When is one, when is 2, 3 of you, I'm with you. Suitable to sleep for two of us overnight. Keep and prepare our simple meals. This is the best way to run ministry on a low budget, saving money on motels, restaurants, and saving most of all the precious time. Beside the vehicle, we will need to buy Bibles and Christian literature and to print thousands of brochures and pamphlets. We want to print also single gospels, which are going to be given for free. Whenever possible, Bible and books will be for sale, and then the money that will return us, we will replenish our supply with the new Bibles and new books. But single gospels, brochures, and flyers will be for free. And September.
Since September, we are working with full speed on producing radio messages. As you see on the picture, that's our home studio, home office, one small board, soundboard, and microphone, and that's small studio, recording studio. And we learned a little bit about how to do it, so we are not professionals in that area, but end of this result, it sounds good. Sounds good. I was very pleased to hear when we accomplish all of those tricks, how to do it. It was good. Anna is writing and recording her 3 minutes reflections on daily reading, but also 20 minutes long radio messages. She's selecting songs and instrumentals. I operate sound, as you see on the picture. Edit blogs sent to Milan, radio logos editor in Slovakia. And he's enrolling those into the broadcast team system. Can I help with just please? One click? Okay. How can you pray for us and support us? Pastor Bill already explained me that the Blement Baptist Church will not be able to partner with us by monthly donations, and we understand completely the situation, and we are really glad that this fact didn't stop you from inviting us to share the vision for the ministry. So here are a few prayer items what we see. Our goal is to be fully funded till December 2019 and move to Europe. Please pray for that. There are many, many ways how to be funded. So Lord is rich. He will provide. And please pray for that. Also, please pray for the people and churches who are in situation to give, that Lord will move their heart and they will contribute to this ministry. Pray for our health, to be physically, mentally, and spiritually fit for his ministry, and also for our Benjamin and his schooling. And Pastor Bill knows, in 2010, I got sick, really sick, I got a cancer. In 2011, I had 4 surgeries in 1 year, chemo, radiation, chemo again, whole treatment. So I was not very fit for the ministry for a while, and Lord is good, and Lord gave me my health back, and I really feel good, and we are feeling really ready to go and serve Lord in the next chapter of our life. Please pray for countries of Serbia and Slovakia. They need a gospel as well. If you would like to know more, stop at the table here, and you may freely ask any question. And we will be gladly having conversation with you. Thank you very much for bearing with us. May God bless you.
Thank you very much, Jan and Anna. I'm so glad to hear that Ben works at Tim Hortons. I am a fan. We're friends, Ben. Very good. And we're just delighted. And we are, as we mentioned, we're unable as a church at this point to be able to financially support. But we are going to give them this love gift this morning. And they will go on our regular rotation in our bulletin. As we prayed for the Boers today, we'll be praying for them on the rotation as well in our church bulletin. So we need that contact, okay? Let's stand together and finish our time with Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. As we mentioned, please feel free to drop by the table in the foyer. And but if you're going down and eat your lunch, we'll just put the table in the elevator, and we're going to take it downstairs too. So you may want to browse it down there. And be sure to ask any questions you have of them. And we're going to give thanks for the food before we go down so we can just dig in. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what is known as the call upon various members of the family of Christ to do specific ministry in specific fields. We thank you that you call all of us to be a witness. When we know you, we are to honor you by how we live and to take opportunity to share you with others. And so today we thank you for the ministry of Jan and Anna and Ben that you have been able to inform us about. And we pray that you'll enrich their lives, that you'll meet their needs, that you'll provide for them for this year so that they are able to go back to Serbia and Slovakia. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them the strength along the way to fulfill your call upon their lives. We thank you that as a church family, we're able to eat together now and to rejoice and celebrate and enjoy friendship. We thank you for the food that's been prepared, and we ask that you will strengthen us with it. We recognize that it comes from your good hand, and so bless our time together. In Christ's name, amen.